B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here's some players that did not play. Coach's decision on Saturday night. You tell me if they're on the roster or not. Hardy, you ready?
Yeah.
To play along?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Tom Brady, in or out?
In.
Philip Dorsett.
In,
I guess.
Yeah.
In. Okay, he's one I'd put into the debatable category. I don't think the team is going to put in the debatable category. I don't know what he's done that's been so special this camp. Sony Michel.
In.
James White.
In.
James Devlin.
In.
Rex Burkhead.
In.
What's your question?
Yeah, what is the question?
Is he making the team?
He's not a lock.
He's
not a lock.
I would have said that as well.
Let's go lock or not a lock. Could.
Here's what I.
But I wouldn't call him a lock.
Yeah. Here's what I would have said that as well until, in talking to, Greg Bedard, in studio just the other night, Saturday night, he said, "Did you know that he's got $1.5 million guaranteed to him this year, whether he is playing here or not?"
Mm. Guy's a lock.
And I said,
two people that, and beyond the money, they like him.
He said, "There's a long list of vets that have money guaranteed to them, regardless of, you know, them playing or getting cut."
Yeah. Mm.
So that made me think a little differently about his situation.
It's like Brian Hoyer.
David Andrews. Well, you've got Rex Burkhead replacing Gronkowski, so you've got to have him as a lock.
Yeah.
David Andrews.
Lock.
Marcus Cannon.
Lock.
Joe Tooney.
Lock.
Lock.
Shaq Mason.
Lock.
All locks there.
Yeah.
No questions there. Stephon Gilmore.
Lock.
Devin McCourty.
Lock.
Patrick Chung.
Lock.
Jonathan Jones.
Lock.
Mm-hmm. Alandon Roberts.
Lock.
Kyle Van Noy.
Lock. Lock.
Alandon Roberts.
Can we go back to Alandon Roberts, please?
Sure. For you.
Yeah.
Do you know the numbers on linebackers here? We got a lot of linebackers on this team. There's going to be a numbers crunch here somewhere. Do they have the space to keep everybody?
No. Well,
it depends on what they do. This is not the draft. You don't just keep the best players. You need some other guys who are not as talented in their position because you're not as deep at those positions, and that's mostly on the offense. There's more talent on the defense right now, and if you're just picking the best players, then pretty much every defensive guy that comes up in this, you know, would be a guy that you would draft, but you can't necessarily put him on the same 53-man.
He's one of those. Alandon Roberts, to me, is not a lock. He is a guy who could end up on the bubble, and that's just reality. That's how I look at him.
Hightower or Bentley get nicked up, he's your guy. They like him.
The locks at linebacker are Hightower, Van Noy, Bentley, because I would put Jamie Collins as a lock. Collins is in.
Yeah.
And so then you have space for, you're going to keep five, right?
Yeah, and he's your backup. Yeah.
Who's your fifth?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
not. Brandon King plays special teams.
So you're not counting Brandon King as a linebacker.
I count him as a special teamer.
You're not going to consider Calhoun?
Nope.
It's Calhoun,
Nope.
No? Okay, so Calhoun's got no shot?
No.
All right. I would let the Alandon Roberts, Shalik Calhoun thing play out another couple weeks and see how it goes. That's why I would not count him as a lock. I'd say we'll see.
Well, you get Roberts in the mix first two quarters here this week, and then they shelf him for game four. He's a lock.
We'll see.
Calhoun... And I know Rivers and Calhoun got injured like almost on back-to-back plays.
Yeah.
One of them was back almost immediately. I can't remember which one was.
I mean, Calhoun was.
Okay, so Calhoun was like up riding the bike. He was fine.
Calhoun's injury looked worse. Like you could actually see what happened, how he got hurt. Rivers, you couldn't tell. He got his arm locked up. But
you know who said it though? It was on the TV broadcast. It was Ninkovich who said something to the effect of, "Yeah, hopefully he'll just be able to walk this off." And as he was leaving the field, I'm like, that didn't look like something he's going to be able to walk off.
I thought his knee went.
And sure enough,
he walked it off.
It looked like he walked it off. So Ninkovich either saw something in the injury or the way he got up that indicated almost immediately to him that he was probably going to be okay.
Okay. Let's go through the rest. Michael Bennett.
Lock.
Lawrence Guy.
Come on. Lock.
And Adam Butler.
Lock. Lock, lock, lock. Butler's the Lawrence Guy is actually the ringleader of that crew. He is D. Lyman.
So that means, I'm trying to think of who is out.
Danny Shelton.
In that group.
You need Danny Shelton.
How many defensive linemen? Well,
Mike Pennell was playing in the third quarter of that
game.
Something
is wrong with Pennell right now, and I don't know what it is.
He's been running with the threes.
I'm not even saying physically. He may not be picking it up, and they may be moving on. Mike Pennell.
You were all about him in the offseason. You loved him. You loved him as a pickup.
But you know how that goes. Well, you can like a pickup, and then all of a sudden he gets here, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, big fat nose tackle from the Jets. Like, you lose guys.
We all liked Chad Ochocinco until he got here and then didn't know how to do it.
You say nose tackle. They running 3-4 this year?
They're moving people around. I saw Bennett over the nose one time.
They're keeping a million linebackers?
Feels that way. Yeah. Feels that way. Maybe Landon Roberts is a lock and Shalique Calhoun can still make the team.
Jim, I mean, they go nickel. It's four-man front. They could go 3-4 and go 4-2 nickel. And then where's Chung at in that mix? Is he one of the backers? See, that's a thing there, too. Like, okay, if Landon Roberts is your lone linebacker in depth, it's really Chung you bring down to play in that box.
So experimenting with Melifon were there too, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Michael's in Auburn. Michael.
Hello.
Hey Michael, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm calling from Auburn University. Originally born and raised in Rhode Island, lifelong Pats fan.
Nice.
I just want to comment on Jared Stidham. And opening up a roster spot. And I think that the Patriots did get a gem. I'm not saying that because I'm a homer working down here at the university, but what I'm trying to get at is he can make all of the throws. If you look at the team he was on last year, he lost his guard.
Make all the throws. Do you know how overrated that is that a guy can make all the throws?
I can make all the throws.
Do you know how many guys can make all the throws?
I can stand in a parking lot and make all the throws right now.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, what I was getting at is,
what does he got for brains?
Balls? Really smart kid.
Balls, brains, toughness.
I want to know what his balls are like.
Gus Malzahn, he can draft, he can recruit, but he's not a player.
Is he telling me college football stories now? I don't care.
I know who Gus Malzahn is. I know he can recruit.
From Auburn,
if you're a head coach in the SEC, you better be able to recruit.
I don't care about that.
You got him off his bullet points. He was going in order, and every time you stopped him, he had to stop and regather his thoughts.
Just give me an Ogeron line.
He can make all the throws.
I don't play football, Nate.
He can make all the throws. He sounds like, draft night on any of these.
Down here at the university. Yeah,
all these guys can make all the throws now. They all can. Any guy that gets drafted.
Did you see LSU football on Twitter the other day? They put out the Oklahoma drills. Ed Ogeron would just whistle. Give me you. Blood whistle. You hit you. Let's go. And it was just round, round, round. Let's go. Man.
God, you know who can make all the throws? Gio Carmazzi could make all the throws. like he could make all the throws.
All of them?
Goat herder now.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, he can make all the throws. Yeah, great. That doesn't get you anything.
Do him in a game against NFL players at game
six. He can make all the throws.
Giovanni Carmazzi.
Stop the drill. I'm having a press conference. Thank you.
Love it, guy. Love it. Football guy.
Could Chris Redman make all the throws? I think Chris Redman could make some big throws if you put him out there in shorts. He could put it in the bucket.
Make all the throws. That's just those calls.
I'm having a press conference, okay? Thank you.
Oh, what's more important here?
We have Bill Belichick coming up at about 11:30. He's going to speak, and we'll find out if he's more willing to answer any questions about Josh Gordon today. I hope he is. I hope we get a little something on Josh Gordon today.
I wouldn't expect it.
We'll get to more of your calls and also the latest on the Antonio Brown saga. Just find a helmet already, please. They're getting fed up with him out there. Speaking of draft day, guys, former draft day guy Mike Mayock seems a little fed up with him. Seems like he's had enough. He's had a change in sort of his tone over the last couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll get to that story next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick coming up at about 11:30 here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. Antonio Brown has left the Raiders once again. He's packed up his bags and left the team again. He's just taken his stuff and gone home. I can't believe that this is happening again. Oh, wait. Yes, I can. It's Antonio Brown. He's a big crybaby. Yes, I can. I can absolutely believe that this is happening. And the Raiders are getting everything that they deserve with this player. Everything. They deserve all of it.
This is where Rosenhaus has to be better here.
Mike Mayock and John Gruden deserve everything they're getting.
Wait a second. Are they handling this the right way? Because the last time we talked about this, you said they should be doing everything they can to coddle him and to placate him.
I said they had no choice.
They had no choice. Now that they're starting to...
No choice.
Well, now that choice.
Is now the time for them to fight back? I'm not challenging you as much as...
How can you go down the road of basically trying to play nice with the player and then all of a sudden 2 weeks into it, you change course?
And say... Enough screwing around. Come play football.
Why? Wait. Why now?
From the foot perspective, you have to support it. This helmet thing's gone on long enough now.
The way you went, you chose 2+ weeks ago. And now you reverse course. Now you just look silly. And you know who looks the worst in this is Mayock. And
he's Mr. Football.
He looks the worst because of what he said on Hard Knocks behind the scenes and how nonchalant he was and how really unconcerned he was. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not worried about it. He's a thoroughbred. I give credit to Gruden. At least Gruden was worried about getting him up to speed.
We got to be out there.
He was worried about, are we going to be able to get this guy up to speed? I don't know that he was worried about the guy falling off the map or disappearing and not being able to get him into camp. He was worried about, can we get this guy up to fully, full speed and fully integrated into the offense? And he's worried about that part of it. Mayock hasn't been worried about anything until all of a sudden yesterday. Now, all of a sudden, Mike Mayock is worried about things.
So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay? But at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in or all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going, and we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No questions. Okay?
Yeah, that's not going to work well for you. That's not going to work well at all.
Getting a little pissy, though. Starting to get a little pissy.
You do it publicly? All in or all out? What if he chooses all out?
Yeah, then you're screwed.
You don't want him to... You don't say all in or all out. You don't say that.
Away from $30 million if he's all out, though.
I'm all out. What? Do you want the guy or not? You've got no choice. 2 weeks ago, you said we support the player on the helmet. And now you don't? Because why? Why?
Because we didn't think it would go on this long.
Really matters. This is the only time of the year the preseason really matters, is this week going into game three. And that's it. That's when they need guys on the field.
Here's the question. Why did you support him on the helmet a week and a half ago, but you don't support him 10 days later?
Because we didn't need him until now. That's what Jim just said.
So you were lying. So you really didn't support him on the helmet. So
we didn't think
he was lying to me then, or are you lying to me now?
We thought we were being nice to this dummy, but we didn't know how dumb he was. It turns out he's a lot crazier and or dumber than we thought.
So you were lying.
Yes, he's a GM.
So you were lying. So you actually didn't support the player on the helmet, and now the player knows it. That was dumb. Now the player thinks you're a liar. Now the player doesn't trust you.
Oh, jeez.
As dumb as the player is, and he is, I mean, rockhead. Find another helmet, please, to protect that rock in your head. Please, just find a helmet. This is the whole thing is absurd, but this is what you're dealing with. You knew what you were dealing with when you traded for this player and you gave him a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
Don't pretend like you didn't know this was going to happen. You knew exactly what you were getting involved in and what it takes to manage that player, which means catering to him. And a couple of weeks ago, you seemed to understand that. You catered to him because that's what you signed up for.
Yes.
And when you sign up for it, you got to do it. You don't get to bail 10 days in, Mayock, and start putting ultimatums out there. That's not how this works. Maybe you didn't understand what you signed up for.
But you're right.
It looks that way.
They were lying before. Of course they don't support the player. What they meant was put the helmet on that everyone is required to wear and get your ass on the field. That would have been the truth.
Well, that's
but
what
they
you do
lied.
For normal players.
But
that's
they
what you
lied.
Do for normal players that are not divas. And normal players don't demand trades and have another team reward them with giant, huge, multi-million-dollar payments. This team, the day he stepped through the door, rewarded him with tens of millions
he's
of dollars
team.
For bad behavior.
Like, he's the guy you sell
That's
your brand.
That's the precedent they set the day they signed him up, Hardy. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you behaved poorly at your last job? How about we give you tens of millions of dollars and you come do it for us? And then 10 days in, you're like giving ultimatums? What do you think you signed up for, Mike Mayock? Don't be so foolish. This is what you got. You wanted this. So deal with it. Too bad. This is what you now have to handle.
Right.
You think he plays
That's
week
he's
one?
Your problem. He's
you think
your
he's
problem,
there week
though.
One?
No.
I think he's there week one.
You do?
I think he's there week one. I think he plays. I think he wants his game checks, and he's going to play. He's going to be there week one. And they're not going to find him.
If he's not there week one, Drew Rosenhaus isn't
he'll
doing his
be
job.
There week one.
30 million reasons to be there
of
week one.
Of course he'll be there week one. He'll figure it out between
Guaranteed
now
money.
And then. He doesn't like to practice or do camp. Who
you could
does?
Find weekly. You could get fined weekly.
He's probably trying to figure out what his complaint is going to be for 2020. What's going to be my complaint to miss camp next year? He's going to come up with something new every year. All right, Bill Belichick should be on the way. In about, 4 or 5 minutes, we'll be hearing from him at the podium in Foxborough.
See if Dan Housley's down there. If you're the local news and you know this Josh Gordon thing's a big deal, wouldn't you send one of your guys down there to make an ass of himself?
Well, we'll find out coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is. Crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Bay.
We're just gonna ride this until Bill shows up.
Any significance?
No.
Jim just wanted to play Beverly Hills.
It's a good song.
Jim just said, I'm done with them old crappy regionals.
Woo!
That's twice today. That's twice today, your headphones.
It's a good song. I turn it up.
Okay.
There, now it's down.
617-779-0985. Bill Belichick is going to speak at any moment. In Foxborough. What?
No, you just gave Zoe a look.
He had
a Friday away from you, and now it's all kind of coming back around. It was 3 days.
Friday.
Yeah.
So you did some more bitching on Friday, huh?
No.
No, good.
No, I didn't do any
bitching. What did you bitch about on Friday?
I don't know. You never know. You complained last Friday.
I'll be bitching this Friday.
Oh, you'll be bitching Friday.
You working Friday?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. You?
No. How about Thursday? You going to be able to work Thursday this time
around? No, ready for the game, dummy.
You ready for the game. Get ready for the game.
Yeah, you wait till the regular season when this thing gets cranked up and we're come dragging in here after three.
I've done it. I did it last season. I'm doing it again. I'm working Thursday. I'm working Thursday night. I'm working Friday.
I'll be in Foxborough getting ready for Thursday night.
Great. Be setting up production.
You'll be down there at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, meetings.
I'll be there. I might have a 12 o'clock meeting.
Conference calls.
You will get there at 3:30.
Jim, have some meetings.
If you're there before 3:30.
No, Thursday.
You are?
Jim, you're working Thursday?
Yes.
Here?
Yeah, I'm going to leave here too and get down there. Yeah.
Jesus, Jim.
Who's
but I have Friday off.
Who's doing the show here on Thursday?
Jones.
Oh, me and Jones, right. Okay.
Well, that'll be delightful.
It will be. It'll be a hell of a show. You should join us. You should be here.
Hey, Jones is 23-0, is still in play from a couple years ago. They're 2-0.
Oh, that's right.
19-0, which turned into 23-0 after preseason.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're undefeated in the preseason to this point. As soon as Bill starts to speak, we'll go to him in Foxborough.
I can't wait for a game just for us.
Do you have anything to add off of that?
Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
Nope.
You sure? Come on. Give me a little something.
Sure. Really? You sure?
The entire interview, which I wish we had saved, but apparently we didn't.
The Steve Burton interview?
Yeah.
Oh, he was salty. I couldn't believe it. It led me to believe he was salty with Burton about something other than that back-to-back question.
I don't think so.
He's always nice to him. He's always nice to him.
I think it was just that question.
When he exits the interview. Okay, thanks, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's go to the podium. Here's Bill Belichick.
Let's go.
Okay, it's another big week for us. Had two good weeks on the road, two really competitive practices with both Tennessee and Detroit, and then the game. So, this week it'll be a little bit different for us. We got to get ourselves ready to go against Carolina, and short week, and try to maximize the opportunity that we have here, and be ready against obviously a very talented, well coached, and good fundamental football team as the Panthers always are. Coach Rivera does a great job with that team. They're always one of the least penalized teams in the league, play very sound, make you earn everything, and extremely well coached with Coach Turner, Coach Rivera, on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, Blackburn, special teams. So they got a good core group of guys and very talented. So this will be a good opportunity for us to get a little closer to a regular season routine and be ready to go on Thursday night.
You talk about a regular season routine. How much of that is having the players look at Panthers personnel just to get familiar with them, even though you're probably not going to do much game planning?
Yeah, well, sure. It's a lot different than the last 2 weeks when we were actually practicing against the guys we were going to play against. Now we have to try to learn through them on film and simulate them in practice. And so that'll be a big change for what it's been. Obviously, we have to be ready to do that during the year, but this will be the first time really we've had to do that.
Is there also a message of there's only 2 weeks left of camp, the train's starting to move and we need to get going pretty soon, and whatever you need to do, the time is now to do it?
I think everybody's well aware of that, Ben. Unless they're living under a rock somewhere.
Have you had a chance to meet with Josh Gordon this morning?
I meet with the players every day.
Being good spirits and excited about his opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I'll release a statement on that. I have nothing to add to it. That's where we're at.
Did he come in, or how would you describe it? Did he come in good shape, or were you pleased with how he maintained himself?
Yeah, I think we've already covered all of it.
Bill, did you get a copy of
the statement? I saw it on tour, but it's been a couple.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I don't do my face, but I mean, we're happy to give you a copy of it. It's really, that's where I'm at.
So I had one question about the statement, because it did feel like there was maybe a little bit of room there in terms of
his future with the team, maybe some uncertainty. So if he's available according to the league, is there any uncertainty as far as you're concerned as to whether or not he'll be with the team?
He hasn't even been on the field yet. I think I covered it. There's nothing more to add. It's another line of questioning, or are we going to... Or can a witness step down now?
Just curious. Hey, Coach. I'm Henrik Leversen from Danish TV. Could you talk about what you've seen from Hjalte Froholt so far?
Similar to all of our rookies. He's a hardworking kid. He's gotten a lot better. Still has a long way to go. There's a lot of things he can improve on, but he's made progress. He's gotten a lot of playing time the last couple of weeks. Hopefully he can benefit from that and continue to improve.
Obviously, you also had Seabass here, Vollmer. What do you think it brings to a team to have a guy with a different culture from overseas, from Europe?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all different. There's a lot of different people in the locker room from all different shapes, sizes, geographic, ethnic, religious, socioeconomic. That's pro football. So it's a good mix. He's a good teammate. That's all really we can ask is teams that people buy into the team and support the team, regardless of where they're from or any of the other circumstances that none of us can really control. That they be a part of the team and contribute to the team. That's all I ask.
The wide receiver group on the whole, how would you assess the way that competition has unfolded to this point in camp with the receivers from that group?
I think the guys that have been out there have improved. Still a lot of people we haven't seen actively on the field. I mean, we've seen them, but they haven't participated. So, to be determined.
Can we see Julian back up there soon?
He's been here every day. Yeah. If we change his status, we'll be the first to know.
I appreciate that. Bill, with Damien, the perfect close practices, things ramp up a little bit when the fans get things more private.
Not really. I mean, we do what we need to do. We need to have as productive a practice as we can have on it every single day. We don't really have that many of them, so our focus is on what we can do to get better. I don't see that changing.
Mike Izzavi came to camp a little bit late. Is he going to catch on pretty quickly?
Yeah, he's catching up. As you said, it's late. He's got a long way to go, but he's catching up. See what he's able to do this week.
Dealing with an injury situation before he came, is that why he's kind of out there for so long?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to ask the other 31 teams. I'm not sure.
But what kind of improvement have you seen from Dorsett in his third year with you guys?
I think Phil's been a pretty steady player for us. And he's a smart kid. He knows the offense. He knows all the positions. And he's been able to play in a number of critical situations for us through the years. So either due to injury or game plan or whatever the circumstances were. So I think he's been a solid player. He's a great kid, works hard, does everything we ask him to do.
Do you see his approach maybe have an influence over some of the guys who are new here?
He does a good job. I think it's a positive for everybody, new, old, coaches, players. Yeah, he comes to work ready to go every day. He's well prepared. He's smart. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Tries to work on things to make him a better player. I think everybody respects that.
Coach, what have you seen from Terrence Brooks that's allowed him to carve out a role a little bit more on defense, on special teams?
Well, we've given everybody an opportunity to perform throughout training camp and practice or in preseason games and both. So we'll see what roles everybody has. I don't know what those are. Some of that will depend on game plan and matchups and so forth. So we definitely haven't got to that point yet. So we'll just let everybody play and see how it goes.
The sense that Sony Michel is getting more comfortable in the passing game?
Yeah, I think Sony's more comfortable with everything second year, like probably every other second year player is. It's always good to go through it the first time, learn from the experience, know what you need to do, know how to improve it, anticipate things, see, you know, react quicker because you've seen it before. So, yeah, but I think that's true of all of our second year players.
I ask because last year Adam Pearce was saying that training camp can play a pretty big role in helping a running back get comfortable with Brady or just in the offense in general. So is that the same thing when you said that's true of this time of the year?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're out there for. So all those snaps of pass protection and recognizing coverages and zone coverage, man coverage, leverage, timing of plays and routes and so forth. Yeah, absolutely. He didn't have a lot of that last year. His foundation's much better this year because of it.
Billy, you mentioned yesterday about scouting Byron Cowher because of his situation in scheme in Maryland. There was a limited sample of him pass rushing. So how do you go about gaining insight into his potential there as a pass rusher when there's only, you know, a few snaps of him doing that in college?
Well, it's nothing we can do about college. So we teach him what to do here and give him instruction to do it. And when he gets an opportunity to do it, whether it's in practice or in one-on-one drills or in games, then we evaluate it and correct it and improve it. And so, I mean, it wasn't like he never saw any pass plays in Maryland, but the position he played, his responsibilities, and kind of the game, it's just a different game at that level. I think he's doing now a little bit different. And, you know, he's picking him up and still has a long way to go, but he's improving.
Do you expect to have Derek Rivers at practice in a couple hours?
Yeah, those injury reports, is that in 2 weeks? Yeah. I'm pretty excited to be able to give those out when they come out in a couple weeks. Yeah. So, till then, we're not able to do that, but looking forward to those injury reports when we get to give those out. Make sure you guys all get a copy of them. Everybody be left behind.
How's Keaton Crossing doing in his second year in the second
season? Yeah, similar to the other second year guys we talked about. Again, you know, small school player. Big jump for him schematically. And I'd say, you know, just culturally from, you know, Western Carolina to the National Football League. It's just a big, you know, it's a big change in lifestyle and football and so forth. So, but he's doing well.
Okay, that now we're on to the Keon Crossan question.
So we're going to bail?
That's our sign to say that if anything else of importance happens in this press conference, we will bring it to you. But
once you get into Keon Crossan,
we're at the point now. Yeah, okay, I think we got the best of it, including that very testy back and forth about Josh Gordon and the non-answers on Josh Gordon, which was interrupted by a reporter from a Danish television station who was there to ask about Hjalte Froholt.
We're all different.
That's right. We'll get to that. If you missed it, we'll play it again. It was great. Absolutely great. Volin and Phil Perry asking about Josh Gordon and Bill Belichick wondering if he was allowed to get off the stand to be done with the questioning. And then here comes Danish TV to the rescue. Yeah, tell me about Hjalte Froholt. All right, so we'll do that. That's coming up. And more to get to with your call, 617-779-0985. But if you missed that exchange, we'll play it again for you coming up after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So the Patriots now have a Danish guard on their roster, in case you missed that this spring when they drafted Hjelde Froholt. He's now on the team. Yeah, they got, well, that's, you know, you're going a little Swedish chef on me there. This is Danish.
Same thing.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Close, but not quite. So let's get to what happened here today. This is just, I don't know, a short time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Ben Volen.
Trollin' Volen.
And Phil Perry asking questions about Josh Gordon. And Bill Belichick had had enough of those questions. Starts asking if the witness can be done with the line of questioning. And in comes the Danish TV reporter. Here we go.
Have you had a chance to meet with Josh Gordon this morning?
I meet with the players every day.
You're being good spirits and excited about his opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I'll release a statement on that. I have nothing to add to it. That's where we're at.
Did he come in, and, you know, or how would you describe, did he come in good shape, or were you pleased with how he maintained his
health? Yeah, I think I've already covered all of it.
Bill, did you get a copy of the
statement? I saw it on Twitter, but it's been a couple.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, I don't do my face, but, I mean, we'll be happy to give you a copy of it. It's really, that's where I'm at.
So I had one question about the statement, because it did feel like there was maybe a little bit of room there in terms of his future with the team, maybe some uncertainty. So if he's available according to the league, is there any uncertainty as far as you're concerned as to whether or not he'll be with the team?
Well, I mean, he hasn't even been on the field yet. I think I covered it. There's nothing more to add. It's another line of questioning, or are we going to... Or can a witness step down now?
Just curious. Hey, Henrik Leversen from Danish TV. Could you talk about what you've seen from Hjelte Froholt so far?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go from Josh Gordon to Jakob Froholt.
Yes, Danish TV. Could you tell me about that?
He got beat across his face twice the other night. Gave up 2 seconds.
He got slapped around like a Danish, Denmark, whatever he is.
Is it not to look good?
Not to look good?
Who's Gordon? I don't know.
Henrik Leversen from Danish TV. Could you talk about what you've seen from Hjelte Froholt so far?
Hjelte Froholt. I'd rather talk about Josh Gordon, actually.
He not to block a man in front of him.
Phil Perry had a legitimate question, though. And then Bill's answer is like, oh, I think I covered it. Actually, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
That's why I asked you a question on something you didn't cover. I actually have a question about the statement and what was missing from the statement.
I think he did cover it all because he said, we're going to evaluate the situation.
Right.
That's that covers everything.
He keeps it vague to where he could just defer to that. We'll get in and see how it goes.
A lot can fall under evaluating the situation.
Right. In shape. You catch a ball. Does he feel good? Wow.
That covers nothing. It's as non-specific and as...
It's like when you write the statement, how much more vague can we be?
As possible. There's nothing in it.
Yeah. But it leaves you room for... deferral, like I can defer to that because, well, technically I covered
it. Well, sure, you can do it.
To me, I covered that.
Like, we haven't seen the guy in 9 months. We're going to evaluate the situation when he comes in.
He could say that, though. Why couldn't he just say that?
Right, because he's a dick. That's why.
He could just say that.
Wow, that's why.
You could just say,
well, no, I haven't seen him in 9 months.
I want to see him before I say anything more.
I'm not railing against it anymore. I've come to terms with it. I totally understand it and accept it. But it's like when Brady talked last week, if Brady were in that position, he were asked the same question, he would say the exact same thing, but saying in a manner like, is there room? Well, yeah, we haven't seen him yet. So, of course, there's room. But we're really not going to talk about it anymore until we see him.
I don't mind him. You know what I can't stand? Is the defense of it, or the people that tell you that there's somehow
awesome.
A competitive advantage to
that's
it.
Awesome.
Like, there's no competitive advantage to
it's
that.
Not awesome. It's just rude.
If I'm the Steelers, I prepare for Josh Gordon. That's all. Just prepare for Josh Gordon.
Oh, after hearing Belichick's, the way he joked about it at the end, he doesn't joke about it. If Gordon's in rough shape or he's not clear or he's not.
If it's iffy.
Don't try and read anything else into it.
Yeah, Jim.
He's not giving
Shut up, Jim.
No. He's not giving you anything, so don't try and take anything from
it. I don't think he's joking around at the podium if Gordon's not like somewhat
he's not slappy.
In decent shape or decent attitude or whatever the was wrong with him.
Little cat ate the canary. Like, oh my.
He hasn't seen him. How does he know?
He threw that MySpace thing.
You know what drives
there,
me crazy is the people that say you shouldn't ask questions about it because Bill won't answer them. Well, that's just stupid. So Phil Perry and Dolan shouldn't go there and ask those questions today? There's nothing wrong with what they asked today. Is he in good shape? Have you seen him? What kind of attitude does he have? What kind of condition is he in? Is he ready to play? Is there any uncertainty about whether or not he's actually coming back? Those are all legitimate questions.
If he does come back, does he have to work from the bottom?
Now, they didn't get an answer. They didn't get an answer on any of them, but that doesn't mean those questions should not be still being asked. They're doing their job. It's the people that like say they shouldn't. And I saw it on Twitter. Of all people, Pete Abe, right? Another sports writer.
Well,
why are they even asking questions about this? Criticizing Burton on the interview, which wasn't a great question, but still, why ask Bill questions if you're not going to get an answer? Because it's your job. Like, that's when I just say, what are you talking about? It's still your job to ask the questions. Even if you don't get the answer, you don't get the answer. So what? You move on. That's the stuff I can't stand, Hardy.
Right.
Well, Bill doesn't bother me anymore. I'm over that. That doesn't bother me. Whatever. Anyone can stonewall you. That's just what they do.
A lot of coaches
do.
When he answers like that, he is acting like a dink. And there's a difference. No, I don't think he's, you know, bad person. But that is. It's completely unnecessary to behave that way in front of a bunch of people who, yes, are doing their job. And one of the main reasons why you get paid what you do is because there's so many people paying attention to all aspects of this sport. But and to behave as though you would be rewarded the same way if this same job were performed in a vacuum is completely ignoring the situation that you're in life. But again, not railing against it. I've come to terms with it. Just whatever. It is what it is.
I would also say it's not savvy because there are guys who do media stuff that give you nothing and people walk away saying, isn't that guy great? He gives you so much when he's giving you nothing. There are coaches like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What's his name? Paint Sucker. Drink me some of that paint down there. He'll tell you everything, but not tell
Bruce
you.
Bruce Arians.
He'll tell you something. He'll walk away saying, man, he was really
nice guy. Nice guy.
He really didn't give you much.
Can't wait for his next press conference, but shoot. What'd he tell us?
Yeah. You walk away and go, wait, did we actually? He didn't actually tell us anything.
Or you want Chuck Pagano up there? We just keep swinging that axe. We're going to be fine. Swing that axe. You know, chopping wood. You told us nothing about defense. You're supposed to be like defensive mind.
I actually laugh at the guys who do the service with a smile thing where they give you nothing and they're like, well, what do you got, guys? What do you have? What do you want to talk about? And they give you absolutely zero. Zilch. And they walk away and you're like, isn't that guy great? And then they look down and go, well, I don't think he told us anything.
Going over my notes here.
I got my notes.
I got nothing to write.
Wait, this guy didn't actually tell us anything today. And he's walking away from the podium winking at you like, all right, guys, go get him.
You guys have a good day.
You guys have a great day.
Win the day. Yeah. Hey, win the day.
Win the day. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We got open lines if you would like to grab one. We got 90 seconds. There are no commercials here, just the update. Josh Gordon is back. And we don't know exactly when or when he will play.
Are you excited as a fan he's back? Like, do you have expectations? Based on watching camp, you should be pretty pumped this guy became available to you. You should.
That, and also, who is calling plays in one half of the game defensively for the Patriots? We haven't hit on this yet. Why don't we do that coming up in 90 seconds? And Jim just had an OG surprised look on his face. What happened?
Phil Perry just said Josh Gordon's here in the locker room today. Number 10 in your program.
Yeah. Reese had that about 20 minutes ago. Yep, they gave the...
They just let the reporters into the locker room.
They're all tweeting,
Josh Gordon's here in the locker room. I don't know if he's going to speak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.